I call this meeting of the AAU Student President's Cabinet to order on August 8th, 2025 at 9:08 in the AM in the Frankie Sudville Papa President's Conference Room. And then now I will call roll. President Ogbot present, Vice President McNamara absent, excused. DEA Dietrich.
Present.
DEO Texan.
Present.
Attorney General Oster absent, excused. Director Navarte.
Present.
Director Hess.
Present.
Director Krentz, absence, unexcused. And then Director Sullivan, absence, excused. Director Homan.
Present.
Director Taylor, absence, excused. And then Director Lee.
Present.
All right, and that is enough to hit quorum, guys. In fact, we have one more than quorum, so this is perfect. And then land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated in the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nui, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples. We recognize your deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on the territory. So public comments, or any public comment at this time? The room is empty for context for the people on the Zoom. And then president reports. And so I'll just kind of actually do a reverse. And so I'll just start calling on people in kind of a random order. And then so I'll just give my report last. So Director Lee.
On the hot spot, sorry. Director Lee, for the record, for my report, just kind of what I was saying yesterday, big things, Assistant Director Cook and I, we went to the farmer's market, talked to the marketers, tried to see if they were interested in coming on campus. It was great interest. Also met with Director Navarte yesterday, or a couple days ago, just seeing how we can collaborate with events and our grants. So.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And then Director Taylor, I believe she sent to you. Or no, she didn't. Gabby, did Director Taylor send me something?
I wanted to double check, but I don't think she did.
Yeah, she just said that she'll send something if it's different from a cabinet report. So, if it, or from her Senate report yesterday, yeah. All right, so then, Director Homan?
Director Homan for the record. Nothing, like, too crazy, separate than my Senate report, but just to, like, recap, I've been meeting with a lot of, like, our partners for Safety Week and getting us all on the same page for that. Most of the reservations are made. I've been having issues with my EMS, so I have IT working on it, and I have someone else working on it now. So hopefully it gets resolved. I also met with NRAP they've been having bi-weekly meetings on their mobilized recovery event, and they have a lot of really good ideas. I think they're really gonna move forward with the quad. And they're hoping to have like some sort of concert for it, which is exciting since I know that we won't be having like an instrument concert in the fall. And then, like I said, I've just been meeting with all of our partners and we've been working on our marketing as well. And then I met with Director Navarte to discuss collaborations. But yeah, everything is pretty much set up for Safety Week, just finalizing a budget once we figure out how the book fair is gonna go. But yeah, it's pretty solid.
All right, thank you. And then Director Navarte.
Hi you guys, good morning. So I have been planning on the Northern Nevada Pride and suicidal tabling for our department on September event. And I have been meeting with other directors for wellness, sustainability, programming, and other UNR organizations for collaborations. And then I'm also working on the IDEA grant, so.
All right, thank you, Director Navarte, and then Director Hess.
Nothing much different from Senate. Again, we're just finishing up club renewal and fall club fair planning. We're gonna have our budget meeting today. My last commissioner just got sworn in yesterday, and then I hosted the training for my commissioners, and they're trained on how we review funding requests placed by clubs. And then clubs were also sent an email regarding all the changes to funding this upcoming fiscal year and how those changes affect them directly. We're also sending out the club fair RSVP later this week. So if you guys know any clubs and organizations who want to sign up, please tell them to check their emails. Also, if you guys want to volunteer, that would be super, super helpful. It's a really big event, and I think there's a lot of excitement around it. So please come. And then I also helped VP McNamara and DU Texan. I sent out the RSVP to clubs for block party. Seems like according to them, there are a lot of clubs and orgs interested in tabling at the event. But other than that, let me know if you want any collaborations with clubs and organizations and if you have any questions for me.
Thank you. And then DEA Dietrich. Gabby?
Nothing terribly different than the Senate meeting where I did my report last night, but just keeping it brief with the internship program, everything is going pretty well. We have more applications at this time for this session than we did last year in last sessions. The interest form has pretty much already blown last year's out of the water, so we have far more interest, which is very, very exciting. Clubs and orgs and event programming are already beginning the process of interviewing and selecting their interns. So very excited about that. So very, very soon we will be greeting brand new ASUN interns to ASUN. Other than that, hopefully today, it's on the agenda, we'll be approving the budget for ASUN fellows and I can finally place the order for those. Last year, they came very quickly, so I'm hoping they might even be here in time for Welcome Week, if not immediately after. Name tags, that's going to take a little bit longer for sure, just because we changed vendors and we have to do a little bit of a sample size before we can order an entire batch. The last thing would be, and I believe I'm also going to talk about this in a separate agenda item, the ASUN master calendar. Most everyone should be on it within the association, but whether they can see it or not is a different question. So it might take a little bit more troubleshooting to make sure that everyone is able to access it, but that is pretty much what I have been up to.
All right, thank you. And then let's do Vice President McNamara's report. Next subject line.
So, Dr. Texan, for the record, I'm going to be reading Vice President McNamara's report. Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm not able to make it in person today. I just had some quick updates regarding PAC Friendly Business Program. I'll let DEO Texan do the heavy lifting today for Block Party. With that said, please encourage your department to volunteer specifically to set up and tear down. As far as the PAC Friendly Business Program goes, we've solidified most of the returners, still waiting on a couple responses. There have been a couple of businesses that have decided to change their discounts. I'll push out an IT ticket in 2 weeks, week before school, to have this accurately reflected on the ASUN website. There are also new opportunities on the horizon. Through a meeting with the city of Reno, we have been made aware of more local businesses that want to be involved in the UNR community. We will be looking into this as we near the semester. Our final orientation session was this past Tuesday. The summer orientation sessions were a success. We consistently had a full room. Shout out to everyone who helped out in any way. Final reminder, please sign up for Block Party. A majority of details are solidified, but if there's anything you think we should do or not do, Naomi and I are always open to suggestions.
And then Naomi, if you want to go jump into your report.
Yeah, I can. Okay, so for my report, good morning, everyone. Very early, but we're here. Okay, so Vice President McNamara has sent out the volunteer sheet that he talked about in his report. So please send that out to your departments because the listserv is still acting up for some reason. I heard from some senators and officers that they didn't receive that email. So we see more volunteers for setup and cleanup, as VP McNamara said. So if you can even only stay for an hour, that's fine. Any help counts. So
preferably the last hour.
Yeah, preferably the last hour, the first hour, okay? But it should be good. We have 34 clubs, orgs, and student services signed up, and we've only had it out for around like 3 days, so I think that's pretty good. If you are a part of any clubs or orgs, please ask them to sign up. We've had a good variety of like FSL. We've had like pre-professional clubs and stuff, which is really good. Putting together opening weekend of VP McNamara as well. Sign-up sheet will be sent out beginning of next week, hopefully. It's a little late notice, so I understand, but it's just me that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we'll see how many officers we can get signed up. It's just us talking about ASUN, our services, internship, and then passing out Otter Pops and promoting Welcome Week. So yeah, it should be pretty easy. And then that'll just be on the KC lawn. So I'm going to book that out really quick today. And then we should be good from there. And then makeup retreat is Saturday, September 20th from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. I'm going to try to get the officers out faster because I know I don't want to be there that long either. But if you have any officers that just got hired, please let me know so I can add them to attendance and send them all the email info. And then if you had any officers that need to attend, I copied you on the email that I sent out as well.
All right, thank you. And then I'll jump into my report. With that said, when it comes to what DEO Texan was talking about, the tabling, I believe we did tabling last year in front when the students were just checking in. There's a ton of downtime because I think students like kind of come in waves because I know they're kind of like given specific check-in times to go get their iPads and stuff like that. So it's just like a really fun time to just be out there. And then it's really just an easy opportunity to go bond with the student body. And also for DEA Texan, huge recruitment opportunity for the AAC. Dietrich, thank you. I even looked at her too. Like I turned around, like looked at Gabby on the camera. For Gabby, it's a huge opportunity when it comes to recruitment too. So it's a huge opportunity when it comes to recruitment for the internship program. That's actually usually when we start to find spikes in interest for the internship during times where we are especially interacting with freshmen. So I think that's a really good chance. So please come out there and help as much as possible. And my report is going to be quite hefty. Of course, as you guys know, I kind of dropped some big information regarding the AAC Swing concert last night, so I really focused on that. So these are the other updates I have regarding everything that we've been working on the past 2 weeks and just the past month. I want to update you guys that's specifically pertinent to the AAC Swing cabinet. So of course, we made that announcement last night about the AAC Swing concert being moved to the spring semester. Students are going to be frustrated. Students are going to be disappointed. I think that's something that we should acknowledge, and it's not something that I'm going to shy away from. But at the end of the day, I ask every single member of this association to just continue supporting the decision that was made. And then I encourage you guys to just continue also pushing out the fact that we've got so many things going on during this fall semester. We have Safety Week. We have opportunities to go to the park cleanups, right? And they happen once a month. And then we have Clubs and Orcs opportunities, and we have so many different things going on. For the association, we just need to continue redirecting where the students are looking and continue showing them that there's so much other things that they should be paying attention to and so many more exciting things also taking place. And then I've also had numerous discussions with different senators on potential pieces of legislation coming to the table. I know that club funding was a subject that some senators were discussing. I know that changes to people's positions are also other things that they're taking a look at. And so just know they continue to have a very open dialogue with the AAC1 senators. And then I know that a lot of you guys also have a very open dialogue with certain senators as well. But if you want to go work on a piece of legislation and you need to know a good place to start, please don't be afraid to reach out and we'll be able to facilitate some sort of meeting. We've also been evaluating things such as the SAS audit with the newly elected Chair Bonelander. And then just amending some positions and adding or taking out symbolic sections of the SAS. And so my main piece of advice I've just been telling the senators and I've been telling Speaker Ackland, we're both on the same page, is that when there's pieces of legislation that are going to cause up a stir, if there's pieces of legislation that deserve active discourse, we're going to be delaying it until the fall semester has already started officially. So we know that every single senator is in person and every single student is also in person and present and paying attention, just to make sure that every single voice and every single piece of information is communicated and every perspective is also shared accurately in there. And then the reason why I'm mentioning that is because actually some of these pieces of legislation would affect things and operations that our department is involved in. And so they're not just like resolutions and stuff like that where they get sent out to people. Like these are changes to government documents, and even if we think it won't change something for us, it probably will change something for us. So that's kind of why I asked them to go. I think we're on the same page, but so far we're on the same page and just putting a stop until the next semester, until the semester hits us officially. And then I also met with the president of Texas Christian University, so TCU, Something Frogs? What kind of frogs are they? The ones with the horns. Bullfrogs. Go Bullfrogs or something like that. But so she's actually from Reno. She's also a Theta, fun fact, side note. But then so Reagan, she's the president over at TCU. Horn Frogs, thank you. And then so she was just giving us some insight on how Southern schools increase law school spirit. And all I'm going to say is that I continue to believe that AAC1 is in the right track, and we're also just really great trailblazers for the way that we do operations, the way that we execute events and just operates as student government. We're very much ahead of the page, but she gave some really insightful information about the way that they do a lot of like kind of government affairs policies. So that's something I'll catch up with Director Taylor a little bit about, but it was really great just getting some insight. I kind of encourage you guys to do that too. If you guys happen to come across someone who has your parallel position, for example, there's directors of clubs and organizations like everywhere in the country, but the way that we do clubs and orgs is also very unique. And the way that UNLV does clubs and rooms is pretty unique. They have like $600,000. They just give it out like crazy, and they zero out by like November. It's pretty crazy. Like, you guys have to go look at it. It's pretty crazy. But I just encourage everyone to look for that cross collaboration. Just ask people from different walks of life those questions too. And then I've also been personally reaching out to student organizations to ask them to participate in Welcome Week events. And then I think I'll continue to do that. I've just been reaching out to their presidents of major organizations. And they're a pretty good variety, whether it's FSL, whether it's like a couple of pre-professional coalitions or just campus slice of life coalitions. And I'm also going to try to encourage them to attend things like Safety Week as well, and attend things like SSW Week. So it's just like, I don't think we should just be only focusing on certain events. Like, I think that we'll try to diversify it as much as possible. But we've been doing phone calls, letters, emails, because we want to rack up attendance to make sure we can create as many memories as possible for the students. We've also been strengthening our relations with the Alumni Association. So I've been going to their meetings. They happen like once a month. They're super eager to get involved with ASUN. And the reason why they're eager to get involved in ASUN is that the Alumni Association, one of their biggest focuses is fundraising for the university. And the thing is, like, they've kind of like hit an impasse where they're just like, well, how can we strengthen fundraising? And they're doing a pretty good job, but they want to know how they can bring it to another level. And honestly, it's the student body. And then so I was talking to them. They want to collect the photos that we have from Welcome Week that we end up taking, that ink blot ends up taking for us. And they want to take that, just like disperse it to the wider community to show it's just like the student body is alive, it's vibrant, it's colorful, and then we're still worth investing in. So that's really great. The Alumni Association wants to get us engaged. And so if you guys want alumni, like for example, during the cleanups, or if you want alumni go help during clubs and works events, or if you want alumni to go talk to the internship program, right? Or if you want alumni to go help out with the Pride Parade, like, let me know. I have their contact information, and then I could just shoot off an email. I don't need even facilitate the conversation. I could just shoot off an email with UCC on, and you guys can start communicating on a chain or something like that. Because there's really a diverse set of interests within the Alumni Association, and then so therefore it's like there's someone who's going to be super interested in the specific thing that you guys want to do. And then continue conversations with the speaker on the Student Advisory Board. I think we're going to present the pitch for the Student Advisory Board on the second week of school, so we can get the ball rolling with that. As you mentioned, we met with the City of Reno, so I know there's a big focus on PAC-friendly business program that we've been talking about, but the conversation was with DEA Texan and then Rachel McIntyre. It was the three of us, and so there was lots of ideas for collaboration, so they want to get involved with the PAC-friendly business program. Apparently she has like a list of businesses that we have never had a relationship with who want to have a relationship with us, which is super awesome. They just have had no idea who to talk to when it came to ASUN, and so now we have someone to go talk to, which is pretty cool. They want to invite students to like different free or discounted events throughout the city, which is also another really cool opportunity. They just want to be able to reach us and like use our social media pages and stuff. And they really want to make Reno College Town again. And they want to start catering events to college students, especially if they're taking place in Midtown and Downtown. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to send out a message to cabinet members to work with them on some special initiatives. Like, I'm just going to like include like all the different I'm going to include like campus and public relations, probably programming on the email chain of VP McNamara. But I'm also just going to give her like a list of you guys' contacts and then explain to her kind of if she's looking for something, she should probably reach out to you guys. So I'll do that sometime soon, and then I'll CC everyone on an introduction like message with Rachel, who will be our main point of contact when it comes to the city. Then also Riverwalk District representative, and then so the Riverwalk District, so it's just kind of like all those like fun stores, and kind of like they're really expensive though. For you guys know what I mean, right? Like Wild River Grill, oh my gosh, so expensive. Like I paid like $30 for ravioli once, and I got like five pieces. I'm like, what is this? And there was no protein. Anyways, that's a side note. On the record, I'm not afraid to say that. It was like $30 and there's no protein. Like, what's going on? But the Riverwalk District, I think it's a really great place, and I think it screams Reno Metropolitan a lot. But then, so they're making a board of people to just have discussions, and I'll be meeting with them sometime next week. But I think that's just a really cool opportunity because they want to start figuring out how they can make it for college students. Perhaps we could get discounts or something like that. But again, it's really just a staple of Reno. And then let's see if we could get the students to be a part of that. And as I was saying, it's really hard for them to attract college students because of kind of like the metropolitan corporate-esque style that they have in the Riverwalk District. But if you guys would also like to play a role, please reach out to me. And then I'll be part of the board, and the meetings happen like twice a month. So you guys can always pop a visit in for that. And then also exec board funding. So I've been working on creating allocation breakdowns for the executive board. I think it's called outreach, that specific line item. And so it's got 21 grand in theory. I know that we've already allocated some money towards certain initiatives, for example, like the adopt a spot and for the pride parade. But then I'm continuing to just go tweak it a little bit. But then my philosophy is that within this budget, just having a breakdown, so it's just like departments such as sustainability and wellness can also have a genuine budget to go work with without me having to like oversee or approve every single expenditure that you guys have. Well, I will have to like theoretically sign off it, but I want you guys to also be able to exercise some liberty in the way that you choose to spend your money. And then I'll be finalizing that probably by the end of Friday, and I'll send that out to you guys. And then Homecoming Parade Committee will be meeting for the first time on Monday at 5 p.m. I moved that meeting date. Just because we need to accommodate a little bit more to people's schedules, but we'll begin delegating tasks. But it's happening and it's super exciting, and it's really great to see every single person who's engaged. Like every single coalition has people who are interested, every single adult group has people interested, every single university entities who are interested. And I'm like, darn, everyone wants to be part of the parade. Let's see if there's anyone in the crowd. So we'll see how that goes, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. And that was pretty much the report that I had from honestly the past 2 weeks. So any questions then? Well, then fun stuff. And then also, sorry, just really quickly, this is just another point. I need you guys to get ready for the semester. So this is the special part where it's very important for cabinet members to hear this. We just need to be ready for the semester because it's about to get super crazy. And then I think we need to be ready as a cabinet team. But I also need you guys to be ready in your individual teams with your assistant directors and your subsidiary staff members as well. So the semester is going to get really crazy. And so we just need to have things in place that help us adjust the semester taking place. And so I think you guys need to establish lines of communication. What I mean is, like, I know a lot of you guys already have group chats that are ready, and then just make sure that everyone's responsive on those chats and that they have easy access to those chats and some sort of system to provide updates to people. Sometimes, like, newsletters for your teams. I know that Director Krent, she does weekly emails delegating tasks or giving updates to the members of programming. And then she's part of a bigger department, so that's been helpful for her and for all the members there. I think you guys should start setting up your consistent meetings. Like, I think it's smart to have consistent meetings with your assistant directors, the rest of your department, with special committees and stuff. So just make sure you have those dates allocated, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, specific times of the day, etc. It's just like you have, like, you could do like 8 a.m. on Wednesdays and then just adjust from there. But I think consistent meetings and having them established before the semester starts is good, because it's so much easier. Like, yes, it seems like 1 hour out of your week, but theoretically it's really saving you like 3 hours of trying to go wrangle people. And then I just say, like, keep a steady calendar. So set out all those important dates for yourself, when things are due, when special events are taking place, and share your calendar with others. Like, our Outlook calendars work so we can share it with other people. Mine's not working. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, for some reason, my calendar only shows calendar, even though, like, I have other tabs in there. So anyways, I'll figure that out eventually, but I will get that update for you guys as soon as possible. But yeah, so the Outlook calendars are great where you can share it with people and they can tap it on and off, and so they can see when you're available. And you can even really see, like, theoretically, where every single person in this university system's calendar. And then PISA, so I tend to go work on ASUN. As I mentioned before, that work-life balance is super important, so you guys should have set aside time to get that work done. Now, please keep your goals in mind as well and keep that train moving. As I say, ASUN's a train. It slows down, it speeds up, but you got to keep it moving. So that's all I've got to say regarding just making sure that we're on top of it. And just get ready for the semester, because it's coming in 3 weeks, if even. I think it might be like 2.5 weeks at this point. So just make sure that you stay on top of it. Just make sure that we're kind of that each of us as a cabinet and as in our individual departments are ready to go get moving, and that those growing pains we would usually experience at the beginning of the semester, we've handled them during the summer. All right, and that's if they've got any questions regarding that. All right. And then old business, Gabby, would you like to talk about the master calendar?
Yeah, there's not an overwhelming amount of information to give in terms of an update. Everyone in the association should be on it, theoretically. But people have already been reaching out to me telling me that they're having trouble seeing it, or they see it, but they can't really click on any events. So I'm still troubleshooting, and I've been doing some independent research to figure out how I can make it work, only because it is genuinely such a pain to be adding and editing everyone's accounts individually, but I'm hoping to spend some more time on it and figure out why people can't see it. Theoretically, every member of PressCast should be able to see it. Everyone is on it. So then it's just a matter of trying to get everyone else on, since apparently no one else can add individuals except me. So hopefully, and that's unfortunate, but members of PressCast should be able to actually edit and add time blocks like they would their own calendars, and then I'm giving pretty much viewing permissions to everyone else in the association that's lower than that, just to avoid things getting messed up. But everything is going smoothly, assuming that people can see the calendar, but I think time will tell.
Well, thank you, Gabby, for putting that together. And with that, too, I know that we're at that point where we're about to start the semester, so please update. I know that a lot of people already kind of have the dates, the times. We've made the Pack Life request. We've booked out those spaces for these events, and we've communicated with vendors. And so just update those events for, like, the August and September. I know that August stuff and September things are mostly planned, and so please just start noting the time and location so people can start looking at those. And also, just another thing, since we're just talking about, like, events and stuff that I forgot to mention a while ago, I'm going to be sending out an email that's requesting every member of the association, at least the executive board branch, I challenge everyone to sign up for one event, right? Like, even if you're just going to be at that event for 1 hour, maybe 2 hours or something like that, I need boots on the ground. We all need boots on the ground during Welcome Week, and then there's no greater time for us to just stay involved than during Welcome Week. And again, like, it's like, I want to create like a culture of FOMO, which sounds like awful, but it's like I do. Where like officers like want to be part of the things that we're doing. So I'll be sending that out, and please encourage your assistant directors and other staff members to be volunteering for at least one event. And then you guys could even like make it a bonding thing too. So I think it'll just be good. And so that email will be sent out very soon. But what do you guys think about that? Challenging everyone to do one event. And then Madison, I know Club Fair, it's like a lot of tables. It's like an all-day setup thing, so. So yeah, it's just a lot of flipping tables. It's crazy though, because it's just like, it takes 10 hours for one person to do it, but it takes 1 hour of 10 of us to do it, so we gotta, yeah. So we'll treat it like that. We'll flip some tables with you. All right, and then, so just make sure you go do that. And then now we're going to go establish future cabinet meetings. Theoretically, they're going to be happening every other week. If that's just not working for us, we'll do bi-weekly. Because, again, that specific time or that specific space of just, like, open conversation, because that's noted in the agenda every single time we have one, where it just allows us to have some open conversation about initiatives and stuff like that. That's what we're going to mostly be using that time for. So, and then, again, at one point, it's just going to feel like we're having, like, consistent meetings with one another. It just feels like a normal part of our week and stuff. Like, we're hustling to get here at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's just going to be super consistent. Like, we might as well treat it like Senate, but so much shorter. And with that said, everyone, please go on to the Teams chat and then just take 2 minutes to go fill that out right now. So I sent that over, and you're going to see, like, it says, like, August 1st to 5th, but then, or September 1st to 5th, but just treat that as your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule for the semester. And then I actually think that the best possibility would be time blocks after 5, but if most people are available after 5, then we can make that work. I will say, I prefer dates after 5, but that's okay. I prefer doing things after 5 for consistent meetings, but I get it.
I'm just literally free every time.
Yeah. It looks like a face.
Do you not have class?
Nope. Girl, what? I don't have class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I only have 2 online classes, but they're easy. It's like Kinesis 360, so it's like disabilities. And then the other one is public health. What is it? It's social and behavioral health. Wow. Online. That's my friend took them in person. She said they were easy, so.
My availability might be a jump scare.
What's it feeling like? Let me hit refresh
on
this.
Are you booked and busy, girl?
I'm just doing it after 5.
Whoa. Let's see.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
No. Okay, well, I'm like, right now, it's like...
Sparse.
Yeah. It looks like we're only gonna be doing Mondays at 6 right now. That blows for Ethan and I. We're like, Mondays are the only days we're leaving at 5. Oh. But it's okay. We could leave on Tuesdays at 5.
We won't be doing it like Wednesday though, right?
I mean, we could do Wednesday before Senate.
Okay.
Which might be a good idea if we're able to do it.
Yeah,
it says everyone's unavailable besides Naomi.
What?
If I didn't have class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think I would cry tears of joy.
I also
I'm joyous.
Class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm
Did
joyous.
Did you say you also don't have class?
I don't. But then my Tuesdays and Thursdays were like rough.
I have the same schedule as the liberal arts. This is crazy.
Yeah, but liberal arts means hey, and like communications minor, but that's also liberal arts. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have no labs.
Wow.
Would it be?
Wow. That's good.
You want to take my OCHEM lab for
me? No, I'm going to take anatomy lecture.
That sounds awful.
Guys, how would we feel? Like, would tri-weekly be insanely complicated? Where it's like tri-weekly is 3 times a week. So not tri-weekly, but it's like every 3 weeks, would that be crazy? Like, cause I know that 2 weeks is good because, like, it's in your mind, it becomes clockwork. I know not a lot of people are used to every 3 weeks, but how do we feel about every 3 weeks? And we're going to do every 2 weeks for now and then see how it goes, but would every 3 weeks
be
crazy?
I don't think it would be crazy.
It wouldn't be like
it would still be like routine. It'd still be in our calendars.
That's true, routine. Okay. And I'll keep that in mind.
My work schedule is like every other Friday, so we're just
going to
fill out Friday. Should I?
Your schedule's scary. Every tab I'm turned into is yeah, unavailable,
no,
Emily.
Like, okay. Yeah, you could just call yourself unavailable for now on Friday. I would hate to do Friday at like.
Why are a lot
7?
Of us free at 2 p.m.?
Every other week, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tri-weekly, that's why tri-weekly is like hard, right? Because like even your work schedules, like with your employers, would be like, why tri-weekly?
Yeah.
So I get that.
Did you get the job as a trans?
Hey, where are you working?
Renown.
Awesome.
You can wear green. Ooh, cute. Yeah? I really want to get my UNT, though. I don't know how long I can stay in transport. I got my UNT. Do you work at Renown, too? I do not work at Renown right now. I'm applying for jobs.
Okay, so hypothetically, though, right now, if we did Tuesdays at 6,
yes.
Is it like I prefer not to, or something? I really generally cannot.
I can't, but I have, like, 1 hour between my class and my next class, and that would be it, like, the 6 o'clock.
Oh, so it's just, like...
So I might have to join, like, online.
Oh, okay.
So in my class...
I'm, like, trying to think right now, or am I, like,
five?
Like, yes. Okay.
Let me just tell you my Tuesday schedule, because it's a little bit insane. So I have class from 9 to 10:15, and then from 10:30 to 11:45. I have, like, an hour and a half for lunch. My next class is 1:30 to 2:45, and then from 3 to 5:55, and then my next class starts at 7 o'clock. So it's like,
how
many
classes
are
there
today? Is that 5? It's 5.
Well,
that was me on Wednesdays last semester.
And then I have literally like from 6 to 7 is like
that's your one hour
break.
Yeah.
So I could do it, but I might be munching.
No.
But you would hate to, but it'd be possible.
It is possible.
I don't know why I said I'm unavailable.
I was about to ask you. Because
I am. Yeah, I submitted it forgetting that I get out of class like at 4. Okay, well, I know my schedule, so it's okay. And then Gabby, is that impossible for you? And Zaina? Yeah, Ethan's schedule too. He'll be fine.
Which one's the impossible one?
Tuesdays at 6. Tuesdays at 6.
I thought she said she was available.
It doesn't.
I think you could do that.
Okay, and then Zaina?
No, I'm needed. Okay. Honestly, I just don't want to.
That's why I'm like,
you know what? She's honest.
She's honest.
I always say just be honest.
If you guys prefer Tuesday at 6, like I can definitely make it work.
Okay, thank you for your honesty. Yeah,
that's real.
Again, I'm just like, that's my policy, guys. Like, what's my job? It's just just like, I want you guys to be honest with me. I may not like your honesty, so I'll take it into consideration.
How much, you know, I'm not going to lie. I come here with food, I will be definitely.
And again, you can, if you really need to join, like, over Teams, and then just give us a guest appearance, like, every couple meetings.
Yes.
Just, like, give us a guest appearance in person. So that's looking like what it's going to be, and I believe Caleb should be available at that time, and so is Ethan. So, okay. And then just a comment, we're probably going to have one the second week of school, and then we're probably going to take your cabin photos, too, that day. So it's just, like, come in, like, your business clothing and stuff like that. So we're going to take your group photos. But we all like each other, so you know what? Smiles on, okay? Get your business clothing on, and let's all go outside. Okay, I don't like the looks around. We do. And then so get your little business casual, no red, and we're just going to get it together, so... Yes, you too, guys. Or we're all very amicable. That's what we all are.
We're very amicable, and that's what matters most.
So make sure to be in your business casual. Just business. I don't believe in business casual.
Business,
make sure be in your business.
Period.
Business formal. And then, yeah, so we'll go send out that. And we're going to go do it in the second week of school. So whatever time works best on the second week of school. And then now, so for new business, I'm going to talk to you guys about what September cabinet check-ins will look like. So this is going to be the mission and goals check-in for your short-term goals. So time frame-wise, between September 15th to the 20th, you guys will be able to book one-hour meetings with Ethan and I. And we'll go push that out. And I know we were supposed to do it the week before, or the week during Board of Regents and stuff like that, or the week before that. Unfortunately, I will be doing recruitment, and then so I'm so sorry. It's just... And also, everything's happening that week. Board of Regents is happening that week. I think it'd be best if we do it the week after, and so it'll be September 15th to 20th. And also, we're just going to be, like, far... Well, it's a little bit more far removed, too, from Welcome Week, and so we have time to go sit on and think about it a little bit more. So really, the main focus of this conversation is going to be progress on your short-term goals and your game plan for your middle-term goals. And so it's just information that we also want to gather. We're going to be checking on you guys with specific initiatives that you guys want to work on and mention with us, or specific initiatives we had discussions with you guys in the past. Remember, since this is our first check-in, not everything has to be finalized. It's just purely discussion. And then so we want to check in with you guys and see how we could support you guys or make those expectations more clear. And I just want some more broad updates. We'll be asking you guys about how you feel like the working dynamic that you have with your staff is. Are your needs being met with with the three different groups that you guys had discussed with us during cabinet retreat, which is like your office of the president? Are we supporting you guys well? Is AAC1 supporting you guys well? Is the university supporting you guys well? If not, how can we make it better? How can we improve this? We'll also be talking about you guys' miscellaneous projects and just questions. We might ask you guys just like, what's your sunshine and rain? So it's just like, what's been going really well? What do you think we need to go improve on? How can we help? And then I know that you guys do cabinet check-ins with Naomi and Gabby. And so this is just also another extra opportunity for you guys to be able to communicate with us things directly. And then if, like, for example, you guys want to start having weekly one-on-ones with us, we're perfectly open to do so as well. So you just need to communicate with us what you guys need from us. And then how Ethan and I can improve and support you guys' productivity and leadership. We're always very open, we're always very dynamic, and so we just want to be able to understand what we could do to best support the cabinet. And we'll just do a general vibe check-in. And this is not supposed to be an intimidating check-in at all. We're going to do three throughout the entire year, maybe even four if we're going to do closing ones. So again, it's not intended to be intimidating. It's just supposed to be giving us updates. And before the meeting, every single cabinet officer will be sent the questions that they will be asked. And then, so I don't know if it's going to be a week before, a couple, 3 days before, something like that. But so with that said, it's like you guys will be given... those questions ahead of time, because we're not supposed to be doing like, oh, gotcha, I knew you won't be able to answer that. Like, that's not our intention at all. This is really just for us to be able to gather as much information as possible. And then again, I think goal tracking is really important. So I think that goal tracking during this year is a really great place for us to just keep updated with you guys and see how the association can continue to support you guys. And that's what we're really doing this. And so the reason why you guys are getting those questions, it's to allow you guys to be prepared to share as much information as possible. And please also remember what my responsibility is as president and what Ethan's responsibility is as vice president. Our jobs really challenge you guys to be the best that you can be and just to be the best for the association that you guys can be. And so, and we're here to, so that's really what it is. We're here to challenge you guys and to kind of put us all in order to challenge you guys. And so, but in the same time, we're also here to be a resource to assist you guys in making that vision come to life. we also want to be able to provide you guys feedback with a bigger picture in mind. So it's just like, okay, we're looking at this through the lens of the department of, or through the lens of the position of Director of Executive Outreach. I need you to go look at this through the lens of the association as a whole, or through the student body as a whole, or from the lens of you and our administration. So that's really what we are, because we're, our job positions are in a really unique position where we're the ones who have to challenge you guys to think about the big picture. And also, just to provide advice in navigating the complicated parts of campus and leadership. And so we're also here as a resource and to give advice. So challenge you guys, but also be here as a resource. I want that to just be kept in mind, that sentiment that we're here to support throughout the entire session. And just remember, we're never here to try to bring you guys down. And so if you have any questions, if you need anything, just let us know. And also any questions regarding the cabinet check-ins. I want to give you guys like about a month in advance to take that into consideration and just to know that's approaching. Alrighty, then again, we'll send you guys the questions in advance. And then student services calendar. So if you guys saw, Director Rodriguez sent it on Teams, and so please do take a look at that. So it's created by Heather, and so all the different student services are adding events onto that spreadsheet. And so Amy and Gabby will work on getting those AAC events on the spreadsheet. And so if you guys need to update information, please do so on the calendar as soon as possible. On the AAC One calendar, the one with the Outlook calendar, you guys just need to go update it as soon as possible. And so Amy and Gabby can start logging those things in for the rest of student services to look at. And so please look through that calendar and find points of collaboration, because, like, for example, the fitness center probably has a couple events. Maybe that's something that we could go collaborate with, or vice versa. For example, another one's just like New Student Initiatives is doing stuff, and maybe we could collaborate with that as well. So I think that's just a really good opportunity to be on the same page with the rest of the university. And then Gabby, do you want to touch on the AAC1 polo purchase?
Yes, of course. So there is a budget attached. So in the ASUM agenda for this meeting, the references are attached via a link, which will take you directly to them. Oh my gosh, I absolutely accidentally just clicked out of that budget. So I'm trying to pull up the reference, and I now cannot quote the number because I don't remember. Off the top of my head, and I don't want it to be off the top of my head, but while I know it's about $935 for everyone's polos, and we went off of, there was a, on the retreat RSVP form, there was a question that specifically asked if you did or did not need a polo, and if so, what cut and what size did you want in it. So it's based purely off of that information, and then I added three extras onto each size, so that in the event that we hire new people, which we have since that form was sent out, there will absolutely be something for them.
All right, and then Gabby, really quick question.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, and this is just, it says like executive 57522, and then they're sent in the judicial. And so are we just approving that executive item and then the Senate judicial to go approve the rest of those, or how does that work? Or does just Leaf signs off on those for operations and then Rena signs off on those for operations?
That's what we did last year. So what's broken down proportionally at the moment is we're only going to pay for the percentage of polos that are actually ours within the executive branch. And then last year, they just signed off essentially on theirs, and they were fine with that, especially because judicial and legislatives have, at the end of the day, a much, much smaller percentage. So theirs are definitely less of a considerable purchasing size, if that makes sense.
Sounds good. Yeah, so we're approving the budget for our 58.3%. We'll just have to approve theirs outside, or are we approving it for all three branches?
It would be approving it for executive, because we don't have the ability to approve specifically for
all right, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. But all right, then sounds good. So that'll be the vote then, right?
Yes.
All right, then Gabby, if you want to make the motion.
I'm actually going to ask if you can make the motion so I can still try and
shoot. Let's
this.
Go figure. I don't know. Okay, this I should know because I was in the legislative branch. I think it's like I move to approve the. I can make a motion, right? And somebody just needs to go so moved. Yeah.
You're like, I'm seeking a motion.
Yeah, and then one of you guys just says so moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the polo size budget for the executive branch for $575.22.
So moved.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. But that motion passes. And so we'll send that to accounting. Wow, I don't think I ever did that. Even when I was pro temp, I ran one meeting and we didn't do anything. All right, so then we'll get that to accounting then as soon as possible. And then we'll just let Leaf and Rena know that they should probably also approve theirs. All right, are we good to go, Gabby? Anything else?
Nope, that's good.
All right, awesome. And then AACM internship updates, Gabby.
I said that I would be brief in my report, and I did not end up being brief, but I'll kind of re-emphasize what I had talked about. So everything is going well. We're having a good amount of applications. I'm still hoping to get more before the start of school, but I mean, I'm happy that we do have a considerable amount of applications, more than we did last year at this time, so that's good. We're going to have new materials for advertisement that we didn't have last year, so we're going to have a TV ad as well as flyers, and the flyers have just been printed, so I'm hoping to get those in before move in with the freshmen next week, so that's exciting. I mentioned clubs and orgs and event programming are already starting the interview and selection process for their interns, which is good, so they'll have them at this rate quite early, though I'm trying to hopefully delay that so that they don't get them too early and they just get them right at the beginning of welcome week. Trying to remember if there's anything else. We've pretty much blocked out the preliminary calendar. I believe I went over the dates last meeting, but so far interviews are going to be the week of
Is it the 15th to the
20th,
I think?
It's actually going to be the 22nd to the 26th.
22nd to 26th, okay. Sounds good.
So the 22nd to the 26th, applications close for the general cycle on the 19th. And then from there, I believe that orientation is going to be on October 11th, which I believe is the current date for that. The last thing I'll mention is that we do have some really cool partnerships that are going on. So we're going to be continuing the Honors College partnership with the AACUN internship program from last year. And we're actually going to have a new one this year. So we're going to have a partnership with the First Gen Center on campus, which I'm very excited about. And so I'm in contact with First Gen leadership. So we're trying to figure out what that's going to look like. But I think it could be a great way to get kids who are specifically involved in programs like TRIO, First in the Pack, etc., also a part of the AACUN internship program. So I'm very excited about that. I'm happy to answer any questions about how things work within the internship program, how selection processes go, or anything else that's going on.
Any questions, guys? All right, well then, thank you, Gabby. That's pretty exciting, those different partnerships that we have. And I'm glad the Honors College partnership is going to continue. And I'm really excited to go hear about the First Generation Center partnership happening too. And then we'll move on to item 8, which is upcoming executive branch initiatives. And so this is just an opportunity for open conversation for anyone. I know that this will probably be a chunk of like our semester conversations, but I'm guessing right now there's anything, guys? All right, I guess I'll provide just a few more updates of things that we should start looking forward to, or just like a couple CSC updates. So if you guys saw, Sandy sent out a message that's reorganizing the
Zina had to go.
Yes, we still have corn, we're good. but she has to go head to work. But so a couple of CEC updates is that Sandy sent out a message that kind of reorganizes this section. So it's mostly CSC stuff, but just please be aware that's like, for example, the Sagebrush, Inkblot, everything's kind of getting reorganized, and so please make sure to go over first that. Other updates is that they'll be providing, so we have a capital account, And with that capital account, we're able to use that on exclusively like capital requests, which is like updating computers, updating the TV screens that we own around campus, updating cars and vehicles and stuff like that. So that capital account comes out from revenue through the Wolf Shop. And right now we're finally in the positive. And so we're able to start spending some money with the Wolf Shop revenues on certain capital requests. And I believe part of those capital requests will be coming from kind of just like replacing the monitors here and replacing the TV screens all around campus. And so I'll be in conversations with Chair Maselli about that in the next couple weeks. But just know that we're in the positive now when it comes to the Wolf Shop. And then the great thing about being able to spend this money on capital requests, it just means that we don't have to be spending that money on our own operations budget and our AAC1 allocations. So those are just a couple CSC updates that I have for you guys. Once again, just please continue to encourage everyone to keep volunteering for events. That's pretty much what I have, and I'll probably have so much more to go say to you guys as we get started with the semester, but I'm very grateful. I feel like this summer has been incredibly productive, and I'm very excited to go see everything. I've been very eager to get the semester started just so we could get the ball rolling and see everything come to life. So, yeah. And then any more questions or anything? All right. Well, then thank you, guys. I need to finish the meeting, but Section 9, is there any public comment at this time? For context, the room is empty. And then Section 10 will be adjournment. So I adjourned the AAC1 President's Cabinet meeting on August 7th at 9:58 p.m. in the Frankie Studio Public Conference Room.